Very good. So let's take a moment for a word of prayer, and then we can start our study.
我们先来祷告, 然后开始我们今天的学习。
Lord, we just pray that you'll speak to our hearts now. We thank you for the Bible, but we need your help to understand and obey it.
主啊，我们求您对我们的心灵说话，我们为圣经献上感恩，求您帮助我们去理解和顺服。
So we just pray that you will watch over us for good and teach us what we need to know.
主啊，我们祷告求您看顾我们，教导我们我们应该知道的。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, again, so good to see everyone this afternoon. James chapter 5.
再次欢迎大家，雅各书的第五章。
And the chapter begins with a rebuke to rich people who don't use their money wisely, rich people who got their money in a bad way. And so we're just going to read the verses over and see if we can put it into a context that we will understand.
这个这一章开始呢，就是开始去责备和训诫那些有钱的人，因为他们把那些钱呢是用在不恰当的地方，或者他们的钱呢来路不正，所以我们要学几节经文，然后慢慢把这些联系起来。The
passage starts out as a denunciation against rich people, but it's especially those who got their money wrong in an unwise way and use it in an unwise way.
所以你开始呢，开始对那些为富不仁的人呢，就是开始给他们作为一些警戒，因为这些呢，特别是对那些钱来路不正，也用在不正当的地方的那样的有钱人。
So it says, now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you.
就第一节说，现在你们这些富足的人呢，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。
Rich people often tend to behave in a very independent way, not realizing that someday they're going to be held responsible for their riches, and their riches may not stay.
这些富有钱人呢，他们通常呢都是我行我素，他们也不还没有意识到哪一天呢，他们需要帮助或者他们的钱呢，会消失不见了。
For many people, it is true, your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes.
第二节说，你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了。Your
gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days.
第三节说，你们的金银都长了锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知道
So many people have wealth, and many people allow their wealth to be their security, their hope. Everything's focused on their wealth, and they don't realize that their wealth is not a sure thing at all.
有些人呢，很依赖他们的财富，他们的所有的人生的保障，所有的信心，所有的一切，都是仰仗着他们的财富。他们，但是他们却没有意识到他们的财富，终究一天会消失。Verse
4 says these people got their wealth the wrong way.
第四节说，这些人呢，这些赚来的都是不义之财。
It says, look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty.
第四节是工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的冤声已经入了万金之主的耳了。It
is true, many people got their wealth the wrong way. They took it in a way that was not proper and fair.
这个是真的，很多人呢，他们的钱财呢是一种错误的方式赚来的，所以他们当时呢是一种不公平的方式赚到的那样的钱。I
have a friend who is not only quite wealthy, but he is very well connected to people who are wealthy.
我有一个朋友呢，他不仅仅是富有，他有钱，而且和那些其他的有钱人呢都有很紧密的联系。I
said to him on many occasions, what you need to do is become a Christian. All you really want to do is get more money, but you need to become a Christian.
有很多时候我跟他说呢，你需要成为一个基督徒，而不是去赚更多的钱。
He said to me, well, I would like to become a Christian, but not right now. Because he said, I want to make more money. And he said, I know a lot of rich people, but I don't know any rich people who made their money honestly. All the people I know made their money dishonestly. And he said, I want to make money and I don't want to be a Christian because if I am, I would have to start making my money honestly. I would rather make my money any way I can.
这个人他说呢，我想成为基督徒，但是我现在不想成为基督徒，因为我知道很多有钱的人，他们赚钱的方式都不是以一种 诚实的方式赚来的钱，而是以一种不诚实的方式赚来的钱。所以，如果我现在呢，我想赚更多的钱，如果我要是成为了基督徒呢，我就不能用这种诚实的方式去赚钱。我想赚钱的就是需要，我想以任何方式来赚钱。
Now it's true, not many people are that honest. But at least he told me what was going on in his heart, and he told me about the many rich people that he knows.
这个人呢，就说没有人像这个人这样坦率，但是呢，确实是，很多人呢，他们不是那么诚实，但是呢，他认识的很多人呢，也不是像他那样诚实。
And so these verses say that the Lord will bring all our works into judgment. And those who become rich because they defrauded others, they will be held accountable.
这一句经文呢，讲的我们所有的工作呢，将来都要受到审判。这句经文讲的这些人呢，靠欺诈赚来的钱呢，他们必须为此而负责任。
He says, you've lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You've fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You've condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you.
我就是说，你们在世上享美福、好宴乐、当宰杀的日子，尽骄养你们的心。 你们定了一人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。Well,
it is true that many of the rich people in the world are just like that.
因为这个也是一个事实，很多那个有钱人呢都是这样的。And
Mr. Putin is a rich man, and he basically says, I want the Ukraine. I'll get it my way. And he's happy to murder and kill and do all kinds of other things because he wants more money for himself, for his country. It's terrible.
这个就像普丁先生一样的，他其实很有钱, 但是呢，他想要乌克兰，他也想要以他的方式去占有乌克兰，所以他也在那里杀害人，然后呢，他也想赚更多的钱，为他自己，为他的国家，这是很可怕的。
So God is saying, be careful, because many people who are rich are involved in these kinds of reasons for getting their riches, and it is going to be judged.
神说呢，你们大家要小心了，很多呢有钱人呢，都是以上面讲的那些原因而得到的他们的财富，如果是这样得到财富的话呢，他们将来要会为此受到审判。
Now many of us in Canada are very rich compared to the rest of the world and compared to history.
我们当今在加拿大的人呢，如果和世界其他的地方相比，和过去相比，我们都是非常富有的。
And so our responsibility is to gain our money legitimately and to use itwisely for the Lord and to make sure that we don't trust in our riches, but we trust in the Lord.
我们大家的职责呢，就是说呢，确保我们是以合法的途径来赚钱，这样呢，我们明智的把这些钱呢，用在主的事工里面，而且我们要靠我们自，靠主，而不是依靠我们的财富。
Now the opposite of all this is verse 7, that we are to be patient.
这个呢，相反的一面呢，就是在第七节我们要忍耐。
People who are rich, people who want to be rich, have the, if you can call it, the occupational hazardof being impatient.
人们呢都想要有钱，他们也是想变得有钱，然后呢这些人呢实际上呢他们在这个里面呢他们开始变得没有耐心了。
They often say, I can get what I want it, and I want it now.
他们通常会说呢，我会得到我想要的，我就想要，我现在就想要。
And of course, that is exactly the opposite to Christ-like living. That's the opposite to the way the Lord Jesus Christ lived.
这个呢，当然呢，是和主耶稣基督的生活方式是完全相反的。
Now the line goes on, verse 7, and says, "Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming."
第七节说，弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
And when the Lord comes, everything is going to be changed.
当主来的时候呢，所有的事情都要改变。
Very often, the rich will be made poor. Very often, the poor will be made rich.
通常呢，那些有钱人呢，会变成穷人，穷人呢，会变成有钱人。
And so the responsibility of us all is to wait humbly before the Lord until he returns.
我们大家所有的人的职责呢，就是要谦卑自己，然后等待主再来。
And then he talks about the farmer. He says, see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is for the fall and spring rains.
然后这里就讲到了那些农夫，说看了，农夫等待地里宝贵的出产，且是很久忍耐，直到得了全雨后雨。
You can't be a successful farmer if you demand all the crop to grow in 24 hours.
你不可能成为一个很好的农夫，如果你想你的所有的收成都是24小时之内就长出来的话。
It doesn't happen that way. Some crops only take a few weeks. Other crops take a few months. Some crops take many years.
这个呢，实际上是不可能像那样发生的，因为有些收成呢，从地里的出产呢，要几个星期，有的要几个月，有的甚至要几年。
And so the Christian must be patient as well. Verse 8, you too, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near.
我们基督徒呢也要忍忍耐。第八节说，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
How long does the Christian have to wait for the full blessing of the Lord to come?
主耶，我们的基督徒要等待多久呢？才能得到所有的主耶稣来给我们的赐福呢？
Well, he has to wait until life is over.Till the Lord comes or he dies, the Christian's greatest blessing is the life that is after this life.
我们就直接要等待，等待一基督徒的忍耐心呢，等待直到他死了以后，等到主来。这通常呢，基督徒呢，他最大的福气是在死了以后，而不是在今生。
So the Apostle Paul says, I'm hoping to depart and to be with Christ. That will be far better than living here.
那个使徒保罗说呢，我宁愿离去和主在一起，因为那是好的无比的。
It's just that it's always interesting. Harvest time is more exciting than planting time.
通常的那个收获的季节呢，比你耕种的季节要你要高兴得多。
So I think if I were a farmer, I would rather be a farmer in August and September than in March and April.
我想呢，如果我是个农夫呢，我宁愿在八月九月做一个农夫，而不是在三月四月做农夫。
In March and April, it's often lots of work and not enough to eat.
这个呢，在三月和四月呢，通常呢，你有很多的工作要做，但是却没有时间吃东西。
But in August and September, it's often good fruit and good food, all kinds of it. It's a wonderful time.
通常呢，在八月、九月呢，你会吃到很多的果实，你会吃到很多好的食物，这是很美的一段时间。
And you and I are living in the planting time. We plant, we weed, we water, we work. But harvest time comes after death. That's when we get the judgment seat of Christ and the rewards.For all our labor.
这个呢，我你我当今呢，我们是生活在这个耕种的时代。耕种的时期呢，我们要浇水呀，我们要耕种啊，我们要拔草啊，所有的。但是我们的收获季节呢，通常是在我们死了以后，我们在基督的领奖台前，我们可以得到个人的奖赏。
And the next line says,Don't grumble against each other.
下一节经文第九节说，弟兄们呐，你不要彼此埋怨。
It would be easy when we're all working together in the field, getting it ready for a crop. It would be easy for us to fight with one another.
当我们在地里耕种的时候呢，我们一起合作的时候呢，很容易大家引起争吵。
I could say, the problem with you is you're not working as hard as me. And I could complain against you. And you could complain against somebody else. And we could all be grumbling and fighting one another. We don't want to do that.
你们呢，很容易的。你去埋怨别人说你没有工作努力，你也有可能去埋怨其他的人，那个人又埋怨其他人说啊，你也问题都是在你那里。所以我们在耕种的时候呢，通常呢容易引起争斗， 所以这不是我们基督徒们应该做的事儿。
But if you're looking forward to the crop, and I'm looking forward to the crop, and we're working side by side in the field, we'll try to encourage one another.
如果你们你我都盼望着收成的话呢，我们就是并肩工作，然后互相鼓励。
And I may say to you, you know, I'm trying to clear this field, and there's a big stone here. Would you help me move the stone?
就是你就会说呢，我现在在清洁这片地，清理这片地，这里有一块很大的石头，你能不能帮我把这块石头搬走？
You would say, sure, Harold, I'll help you move the stone. And when we're finished, you can come and help me move my stone.
你就说呢，是，当然没问题 ，Harold， 我可以帮你把你的石头搬走。当我们把你的石头搬完以后呢，你也到我的地里来把我的石头也搬走。
Now it would be possible for rich people to say, I'm not going to work, I don't have to work. I got all this money, get somebody else to move the stone.
对于有钱人来说呢，他们很容易这么去想，这么去说，说我有很多钱，我根本不需要工作，我的钱都已经足够了，所以你找别人来帮你搬石头。
But God's will is that we all be patient and that we all diligently labor together and not fight one another.
神的计划呢，就是我们大家呢都要有忍耐，有耐心，勤奋的工作，而不是互相争斗。
Now it's interesting, verse 9 says, don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The Lord listens to our complaining, and he listens to our murmuring. He listens to our grumbling, and he says, I'm going to judge you for that.
这里呢，第九节非常有趣的说，弟兄们呢，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判，因为主听到了你的埋怨，听到了你的抱怨，听到了呢你的那些负面的东西，说不要这样去做，你如果这样做的话，主要审判你。
He says the judge is at the door.
就是说的审判的主站在门前了。
So my friend had two sons.
我的朋友有两个儿子。
One was the older son.And the other was the younger son.
一个是大儿子，一个是小儿子。
My friend said, I'm going to have to go out tonight. So he said to the older son, you must make sure that your younger brother goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
然后我的朋友呢，他要出去，然后他跟大儿子说呢，你要确保。那个我的小儿子在八点钟就要睡觉了。
And so, at 8 o'clock, the older brother said to the younger brother, "All right, brother, time for you to go to bed. You go into your room, get ready for bed."
然后呢，到了八点钟，哥哥就跟弟弟说：“好吧，弟弟，你现在要到时间到了，你要到房里去上床睡觉。”
And the other brother said, "No.I want to stay up."
那个弟弟说，不，我现在我不想睡觉。
The older brother said, well, really, you can't do that because daddy said that you must go to bed at 8 o'clock.
然后哥哥跟弟弟说，那你必须去睡觉，因为那个爸爸说了，你必须在八点钟睡觉。
And the other brother, the younger brother said, no.I'm not going to go to bed, and daddy's not here.
那弟弟说，不，我绝不会上床睡觉，因为爸爸现在不在这里。
What he didn't know was that his daddy had left something at home, and he came back to pick it up.
然后那个弟弟不知道的是呢，他爸爸忘了东西在家里，然后他回来拿。
And the younger brother said, no, I'm not going to bed. Daddy's not here.
那弟弟说，不，我现在不上床睡觉，因为爸爸不在这里。
Daddy opened the door and said, yes, I am.
爸爸就把门打开了说, 是的, 我现在在这里。
Okay. And the little boy was in deep trouble.
然后那个, 小男孩就有大麻烦。
All right, now what's our line say? Verse 9 concludes, the judge is standing at the door.
这句话怎么说的呢? 这个审判官站在门前了。
Would you remember that the Lord Jesus Christ listens to every word that you and I say?
你们大家注意到没有? 主耶稣基督现在听得到我们说的每一个字。
I'm not sure who my friend is, but I was at his or her house once, and I saw a little plaque on the dining room wall.
我不知道我那个朋友是谁，但是有一天我在他家里，我在他那个吃饭的那个房间里，看见那墙上挂着一个东西。
And the verse on the wall said, the Lord Jesus Christ is the guest at every meal we have in this house.
这上面写的是呢，主耶稣基督是我们的贵宾，在我们每一次在这个饭厅里吃饭的时候。
He's the unseen guest at every meal.
他是在我们吃的每一顿饭里看不见的那个贵宾。
But also it says, and he is the unseen listener to every conversation.
然后面紧接着又说呢，就是他主是那个你看不见的那个，听见我们所有的谈话的，在每一次吃饭的时候。
Where is he? Well, he's just standing at the door, listening to everything we say.
那么主在哪里呢? 他就站在门前听我们说的每一件事。
Now some people say that doesn't matter, I'm rich. And I can do pretty much anything I want to do, because I'm rich.
有些人说呢，没关系，我有钱，我想干嘛就干嘛，因为我有钱。
And God says, no, 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 you be patient. You live your life like a farmer. You plant today, and you water today, and you wait for a harvest tomorrow.
主神说呢，你不要那样，你现在就耕种，然后呢，耕种了以后你就浇灌，浇灌以后呢，你就等待着收获的季节。
So the question is, when do we have to be patient?
这个问题就是我们什么时候必须忍耐呢？
And verse 10 says, brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
第十节说，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉旨名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
So when is it hard to have patience?
所以什么时候很难有耐心呢?
Well, it's hard to have patience when you're suffering.
就当你受苦的时候，你就很难有耐心了。
It's easy to have patience when everything is going fine.
当每一件事情都很好的时候，你很容易就会有耐心。
It's just hard to have patience when everything's going wrong.
每一件事情都不对的时候呢，你就很难去忍耐。
And so the question is, well, what do we use as examples to live by?
那问题就是我们用什么样的榜样来去生活呢?
And the answer, of course, is our examples are the prophets.
当然我们的榜样就是那些先知。
Now, in the Old Testament, there were many prophets.
在旧约里有很多先知。
Can you name them?
你可以叫出他们的名字来吗?
And so we try to learn the names of the prophets. And we try to make sure that we've got all those Old Testament prophets in order. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum. You got to keep going. But I can only do it when I really think. Okay?
这个原始的教程呢是就业的先知的名字，这就是先知呢，就是耶利米、埃以西结、但以理、何西亚、约尔、摩阿斯、欧巴纳、约拿、米迦、纳洪、哈巴谷、西班牙、还有哈该、撒加利亚、马拉基。
Okay, so here's my question. Why are all those prophets for us in the Bible? Why did the Lord leave them all there?
这里是我的问题。为什么主把这么多的先知放在这里呢？为什么要把他们放在那里呢？
Some of them talk about the last days for Israel, but you're not a Jew.
有些人呢说是因为以色列人最后的日子，但是你不是犹太人。Obadiah
talks about the last days for Edom, but you're not an Edomite. You're not a Muslim.
欧巴迪亚谈的是那些穆斯林还有以东人，所以你不是穆斯林，也不是以东人。Why
are all those stories there?
为什么这么多的故事在那里呢？
And one of the reasons is this, that you and I are supposed to live like the prophets lived.
其中的原因之一呢，就是你我应该像那些先知们那样去生活。
And we are to be patient the way they were patient.
我们要像他们那样去忍耐。
As a matter of fact, we're to be proclaiming the word of God the same way the prophets did.
但是事实呢，我们也要像那些先知们那样去宣扬神的话。
Oh, you say, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a preacher, I'm just an ordinary Christian.
你说呢，我也不是个先知，我也不是个讲道人，我只是一个普普通通的基督徒。But
we're all to be like the prophets, aren't we? We're all to tell the people about the Lord Jesus.
我们所有人都像先知一样，是不是？我们要告诉每一个人主耶稣基督。And
if we do, we'll get the same kind of response that the prophets got. And that is, often people aren't going to like it when we tell them about Jesus.
如果你这么去讲的话呢，你得到的回应呢，就跟那些大多数先知们得到的回应是一样的，因为当你告诉别人主耶稣基督传扬神的话的时候，大多数人都不喜欢听。So
the Christian lives the life of patience. He teaches the truth of God, he lives the truth of God, and he serves the God of truth, and he's patient even when he suffers.
基督徒呢，通常呢，我们要忍耐，我们去教导神的话，我们去传扬神的话，我们去服侍神的话，然后呢，当时。
Verse 11 says, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered.
第十一节说呢，那先全忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。So
you hear the story of Daniel. What do you think when you hear the story of Daniel?
当你听过但以理的故事，当你听到但以理的故事的时候，你认为他怎么想？
Oh, you say he was a wonderful man. I'd like to be like that. I would like to be faithful to God the way Daniel was faithful to God.
你说我这是一个很好的人，一个很奇妙的人，所以呢，我也想那个像但以理那样对神忠实。
Look at the wonderful end of Daniel's life. Look how God used him so mightily. Oh, you and I say, I'd like to be outstanding like Daniel.
你看看但以理的那个结束，但以理的结束是一个非常好的结束。神呢，用一种奇妙的方式来用但以理，你就会说呢，我想要像但以理那样成为一名杰出的人。
How did Daniel get to be like that?
但以理是怎么变成那样的呢？
Well, answer is he was patient in the times of difficulty, waiting for the blessing of God to come.
这个答案呢，就是在他那个艰难的时候呢，他忍耐，他等待，盼望着神的赐给他的福气。
I've tried to analyze Daniel's life.
我试图去分析了一下但以理的人生。
Daniel had an up and down life. Up and down and up and down.
但以理有一个上上下下起起伏伏的人生。
When it was up, it was wonderful. When it was down, it was terrible.
但是上的时候呢是非常美好的，但是下来呢是很难受。
When it was up, he was rich.
但他在上面的时候呢，他有钱。
When it was down, he wasn't. He was in real trouble.
但他在下面的时候，他有真的有大麻烦。
Let me just summarize his life for you. You and I say, what a wonderful life. Here it goes. He was born a little boy like the rest of us.
我呢把他的人生做了一个总结。当他呢出生的时候，他就是一个普普通通的小孩，跟我们大家差不多。
And then he realized he was born into the royal family. And he was rich. And as a child and a teenager, he was really rich right at the top.
然后呢他意识到呢他是出生在皇家。而在皇室里呢他非常有钱，他在很有很有钱，在他所有的那些人中间，他是顶部。
Then along came Nebuchadnezzar, and he probably killed his mommy and daddy and all his sisters and brothers, and he took Daniel as a slave.
然后呢，那个尼布甲尼撒就来了。尼布甲尼撒可能杀了他的父母，杀了他的所有弟兄姐妹们，然后呢，他就把他带到巴比伦做奴隶。
And as a slave, he had to walk all the way from Jerusalem to Babylon.
这个作为一个奴隶呢，他必须从耶路撒冷一路走到巴比伦去。
And then they enrolled him in the university.
然后他们就让他上了当地的大学。
And they gave him all kinds of good food to eat, but it wasn't godly food.
然后他们就给他很多美食给他吃，但这些美食呢，却不是属神的美食。
And so he said, I don't want to eat that food. I'd rather have something simple, like porridge or beans.
然后他就说呢，我不想吃那样的食物，我宁愿吃一些很简单的食物，就像那些豆子啊什么那些东西。
And he went down to the bottom.
然后他又下来了。
And then he graduated from university.
Yeah, 他从大学毕业。
And he's up about here.
然后又在上面这里。
And then he realizes that Nebuchadnezzar finds him 10 times smarter than all the professors, so he moves him up to the top.
然后呢那个尼布甲尼撒呢就发现但以理呢比他的教授都聪明十倍，所以又把但以理放到最高的。
And when he gets to the top, Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to kill all the wise men in Babylon. And he goes to the bottom.
然后他当他在那个顶端的时候呢，尼布甲尼撒说，我要杀掉所有的在巴比伦的聪明的人，然后又 跌落到底部.
And then the Lord reveals to him the dream, and Nebuchadnezzar said, this is wonderful, I'm going to promote you, and he goes up to the top.
然后呢，主呢在你的梦里启示了他，他告诉了尼布甲尼撒，尼布甲尼撒说这个太好了，我又把他放到最高的。
And then for some reason, the king doesn't like him, and he goes down to the bottom, and he's at the bottom when Belshazzar has a great feast.
然后呢，在那个国王呢，当时的国王呢又不喜欢他，然后呢又把当那个在那个贝尔斯麦特，就是他的那个宴会上，丹尼里又跌到最底层。
And he comes out of the he comes out of retirement. He explains Belshazzar's writing on the wall to him, and Belshazzar says, "You're going right to the top," and he becomes third ruler in the kingdom.
然后呢，他那个在那个别山子的那个让墙上出现的字的时候呢，在丹尼里那个又给他解出来了。他退休以后，然后那个。 而且又把他提到这上面，他是这个国家的第三号人物。
And he's there for about 4 or 5 hours until the Persians conquer the city and he goes to the bottom.
他做国家的三号人物只做了4到5个小时，当那个波斯人呢，侵略了以后呢，他又跌落到底部。
And then the new conqueror comes in, Darius is his name, and he says, I want a faithful man, so he takes Daniel and puts him at the top.
而新的那个征服者呢，他呢就说呢，我要一个忠实的人，他就又把丹尼放在了顶部。
And then his enemies say, we don't like you, Daniel, so they made a rule that says if you pray to anybody other than Darius, you'll go to the lion's den.
然后呢，那些他的敌人呢就不喜欢他，他们就制定了这个规则：如果你向除了Darius其他的人祷告的话呢，我们就会把你扔到狮子洞里去。And
the man who put that plot together were his companions at work. He worked beside them every day.
然后呢，那些人呢就在那里，他就每天跟他们一起工作。And
so he goes to the lion's den, right to the bottom.
然后他又被扔到了狮子坑里，他就又跌落到了底部。And
he's at the bottom for 4 or 5 hours.
他又在那个底部待了4到5个小时。And
the lions don't eat him.
但那个狮子却不吃他。And
he walks out of the lion's den and he goes right to the top.
然后他从狮子坑里出来以后，他又站在了最高层。
And on Monday morning, he walks into the office, and all those people plotting against him were sitting there.
然后呢，那个星期一早上，他去他的办公室的时候，那些所有的陷害他的人都坐在那里。Is
that a good story?
这是一个好的故事吗？
What a great God!
我们有多么伟大的一个神！
And your life's going to be something like that. You'll go up and down.
你的人生也会像那样，就上上下下。
And the rich man says, I'm going to always stay at the top.
那个有钱人说呢，我要一直待在上面。
And he won't.
他不会的。
And the poor man says, I'm always going to stay at the bottom.
那个穷人说呢，我一直会待在底部。
And if he trusts the Lord, he won't. He's going to the top.
如果他信了主呢，他不会永远待在底层，他会走到上层去。Don't
trust in riches. Trust the Lord Jesus and be patient. Keep doing what is right. You just be patient. The Lord's going to finish you at the top.
你不要相信你自己的财富，要相信主耶稣基督，保持耐心去做正确的事儿。 最终呢，主耶稣基督会把你提到上面去。Where
did Daniel finish? At the bottom or the top?
但以你的结局是在哪里呢？是在底部还是在顶部？
Well, he finished at the top in life, but the book of Daniel tells us that he's going to stand in his lot at the end of the days, and he's going to be right there at the top of the top.
但是在但以理在但以理书的结束的时候呢，是在这世界的末了，他会站在高端的高端。
Okay, verse 11 again. As you know, we consider them to be blessed who have persevered. You've heard of Job's perseverance, and you've seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
第十一节继续说，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐。
What do we know about Job? Rich, great, kind, wonderful at the top.
我们知道什么关于约伯的呢？约伯呢，他是有钱，然后呢友善，然后呢是当然是在顶部的。
And then for a while, the devil took away everything, including the man's wealth, health, and family.
然后呢，魔鬼呢，就夺去了他的一切，包括他的财富、他的健康，甚至他的家人。
And then the Lord gave him back everything so that he was twice as high as the top that he'd been at before.
主意是，主呢就给了他，给了他所有的加倍的，最后给他了。然后他站在的呢，就是在他失去一切之前的两倍的高的地方。Don't
be proud like a rich man. You be humble before the Lord. You be patient. He'll lift you up one day. Hallelujah.
不要像一个有钱人那么去骄傲，你在主面前谦卑。 有一天呢，主会让你升高， Hallelujah.
Verse 12, remember, it ends with this beautiful phrase, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
这个第十一节的结局呢是，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
Does the Lord love you?
那主爱你吗？
Yeah.
是。
He's full of compassion.
有极大的怜悯。
Have you got a problem?
有问题吗？ Sure.
Why have you got a problem?
你为什么有问题呢？
There's two reasons why we have problems. One is we have problems because it was somebody else's fault.
有几种原因是我们有麻烦。第一个呢，就是说呢，我们有麻烦是因为别人的错造成。
The other reason that we have problems is because it was our fault.
另一个原因呢，是因为我们有麻烦，那是因为我们自己的错。So
if it's somebody else's fault, what do you do?
如果是别人的错，你怎么办？
Well, you pray and you say, Lord, I got this problem. Now it's so-and-so's fault, it's not my fault, but I've got the problem. Would you please help me? Do you think he'd help you?
你说呢？主啊，我现在有麻烦了。 那是不是我的问题，是另外的别人的问题，求您帮助我，你认为主会帮助你吗？
And the answer is yes, he'll help you, because he's full of compassion.
是的，主会是帮助你的，因为主呢充满了同情。
But if you had a problem that was all your fault, could you pray?
如果你的麻烦是因为你的错造成的，你能祷告吗？
If it was all your fault and you prayed, would he help you?
如果所有的都是你的错，你祷告主会帮助你吗？
Yeah.
Okay, and so Vic says, yep. And the reason is yes, because the word is mercy. He is full of compassion and mercy. I don't need mercy when it's not my fault. But when it's my fault, that's all I need is mercy. I say, Lord, it's all my fault. Would you please help me? The Lord says, yes, Harold, I'll help you. I am full of compassion. I am full of mercy.
那老板说是可以祷告，所以主呢，这里讲到呢，主是蛮有同情和温柔怜悯的，是大有慈悲的。如果所有的事情都是，如果是别人的错，你不需要慈悲；如果说是你的错的话，那你就需要主的慈悲了。你就说呢，哎，这所有的事情，所有的一切的麻烦都是我的过失造成的，所以主啊，求您帮助我，因为主是。
Sometimes you may be tempted to say, is God really that good?
有时候你会有这样的受这样的诱惑，说神真的有那么好吗？
The answer is yes, that's what the Bible's all about. God is that good.
答案是是的，神真的有那么好，这就是所有的。
Now, verse 12 says, above all, my brothers, do not swear. Don't swear by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned.
第十二节说，我的弟兄们呐，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，无论何事都不可起。 你们说话是就是，不是就不是，免得你们落在审判之下。
Now when we get into deep trouble, when we've got problems, when we're planting and planting and harvests don't come, we often get impatient and get into trouble because what we do and say.
通常呢，我们会有很大的麻烦的时候呢。 我们在陷入极大的困境中的时候呢，我们耕种，但是收获却没有来的时候呢，我们就需要有耐心，因为好多问题都是我们自己造成。Now
the rich man will say, I'm going to be okay because I got lots of money.
这个时候呢，那有钱人就说，我没问题，因为我有很多钱。And
that would be very foolish.
这个呢是非常愚蠢的。The
other problem is that you could say, my problem is because of him, I'm going to complain against him. And what's our verse again? It says, don't complain against the other person. Just let me find it here.
因为讲到你,
Verse 9, don't grumble against each other. Don't complain, don't murmur against each other.
有时候呢,我们会说呢,这所有的一切的麻烦,一切的问题呢,都是别人造成的,我们就开始埋怨,埋怨,埋怨。所以这经文第九节说呢,你不要去埋怨,你不要去抱怨,你不要去说别人。
But there's another thing we could do when the problems arise. We could say, I am going to do this. And we could promise ourselves, we could promise other people, we could even promise God. And we could say, God, this is what I'm going to do.
另外一个方式呢，就是说呢，我们当问题出现的时候呢，我们会说，我准备这么去做，我可以给其他的人做出承诺，我也甚至可以我在神面前做出承诺，说我。
So the word swear here, as we have it in verse number 12, that word doesn't mean to say bad words. This means to swear, to promise, to say, I definitely will do this.
这个第十二经里这里讲到的这个启示呢，并不是说是因为你做了什么坏事，说了什么坏话。 这里的启示呢，就是说呢，主啊，我承诺，我必须那么去做。Now
don't do that. Don't make promises you can't keep. You just say, if God helps me, I will try to do what is right. But I'm not going to swear. I'm going to say yes. I'll say no. But I'm not going to take it more than that because that would be evil.
所以这里讲到的意思呢，就是说你不要承诺你做不到的事儿。 如果你说呢，这个事情你做不到，你就说求主来帮助你，求主帮助你呢，然后呢，你说我自己做不到，主会帮助你。如果你自己做不到的事儿，你越起誓说你一定做得到，那就是邪恶了。
So verse 13 then says, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray."
第十三节说，你们中间人何人有受苦呢？就应该祷告。
So that's what Christians do. Christians pray a lot.
这就是基督徒所要做的。基督徒呢，大量的祷告。
And so I was reading these verses a while ago, and as I was reading them, I closed my Bible, and I simply said, Lord, I got a problem. I'm going to stop reading the Bible right now. I'm just going to pray. I got a problem. I will pray.
前段时间呢，我读圣经，我读到这句经文的时候呢，我就把我的圣经合上了，我就读啊，现在有大麻烦了，我现在呢，我要祷告，我现在要我停止读圣经，我要停下来读，然后我要开始祷告。
I've been encouraged recently by this.
我那个最近呢，我因为这个而受到了鼓舞。
More people are coming to our Tuesday night prayer meeting than used to come a few months ago.
现在呢，我们星期二下午参加圣经学习的人呢，比几个月之前来参加学习的人要多。
I say, isn't that wonderful? Some of them are there in person, some of them are there on Zoom, but when you add it all up, there are more people coming to pray.
这个呢，是不是很美呢？有些人在Zoom，有些人呢，就是个人到教堂去，所以很多人在那里祷告。
Now that probably implies two things.
这里呢，可能暗指两件事情。
Number one, it implies that there's a lot of people with a lot of problems.
第一个呢，可能暗示着呢，有大很多人有很多的麻烦。
We're in trouble. Is anyone in trouble? He should pray.
所以呢，我们是在受苦吗？我们如果在受苦，任何人在受苦，都应该祷告。
So the first thing is, more people are saying there's more trouble, but the other thing is, more people are realizing that God's going to solve the problems.
这里呢，是说呢，有很多人意识到他们有麻烦，他们在受苦，但是呢，他们受苦呢，祷告，他们也就意识到，当他们祷告的时候，神会帮助他们。
So what are you going to do if you've got a problem?
如果你一受苦了，你会怎么做呢？
Well, you're going to pray. I'm going to pray.
你会祷告，我会祷告。
So what are you going to do if you're happy, 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 happy? What are you going to do then?
如果你高兴，高兴，高兴，那你应该怎么做呢？
Some people say, well, I'm going to go to the football game.
有人说呢，我会去看那个橄榄球比赛。
Other people say, I'm going out for a big dinner.
有人说呢，我要晚上出去吃大餐。
But the person who is happy in God's sight is the one who says, I am going to sing psalms.
这个在神的眼里呢，如果一个人他真的高兴呢，他说我会唱赞美诗。
And out of the heart that's happy will flow songs.Bible songs, Bible psalms, we'll sing them. And what happens? The Lord listens. He says, I can hear Harold. He's saying thank you. I can hear her. She's saying thank you.
当你内心呢极其高兴的时候呢，你就会溢出来。你想去唱，从你心中溢出来那些赞美诗，从是圣经里来的赞美诗。当你这样唱出来以后呢，主就听到了，主说我听见了 ，Harold 在说谢谢你， 然后其他的那些人在唱赞美诗，也说主也听到了，他说谢谢你。
So if you've got a problem, you pray, and if you're happy, you sing psalms.
如果你有问题的话，那有麻烦你就祷告。如果你高兴的话，你唱赞美诗。
That's very easy. Now tell me this: which is the more common response, to pray when you're in trouble, or to sing psalms when you're happy? Which is more common?
你大家来看看，告诉我哪一件更普遍，就是说，当你有问题的时候，麻烦祷告；你高兴的时候，你唱赞美诗。
Frankly, I think it's more common to pray when you're in trouble than it is to say thank you and sing psalms when you're not in trouble.
我认为呢，这个最更普遍的问题是，就是说你有麻烦的时候呢，你祷告，而不是说那一种情况呢，就是说你高兴的时候说谢谢你，那个时候少一点。
We must pray when we got a problem, but we must say thank you and sing from our hearts when we're happy, when God has solved our problems.
我们有麻烦的时候呢，我们必须祷告。但是当我们高兴的时候呢，神解决我们的麻烦的时候呢，我们要从内心发出那种赞美神，说谢谢你。
And then verse 14 says, Is any one of you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
第十节说，你们中间有病了的呢，就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Now, what does that mean?
这什么意思？
Well, it's interesting. The line says,Is any of you sick? And the word sick there means to be exhausted, to be worn out, to be fatigued, and really no longer able to carry on as he should.
这个呢，里面的第一个说你们中间有人病了。这里的病呢，它的意思呢，实际上就是说你完全精疲力竭了。你已经坚持不下去了，你通常呢不会像你以前那样，你已经到了一种受不了的那种程度了。
What do you do under those circumstances? You say, I'm supposed to do the work, I'm exhausted, I can't do it all.
这个呢是什么意思呢？就是说呢，我本来应该去做那项工作，但是呢我已经精疲力尽了。没有办法再继续做这样的工了。
And the injunction here is call for the elders and pray.
所以在这种情况下呢，你就是去教会的长老们，然后你开始祷告。
Now in many respects, that's what's done at prayer meetings every time we have a prayer meeting.
这些事情呢，通常呢是在我们的祷告会上。当我们有祷告会的时候，这样就很多问题都会得到解决。
When we have a prayer meeting, we pray for one another, don't we?
当我们有祷告会的时候，我们互相祷告，是不是？
And when we're at prayer meeting, I often thank the Lord for two brethren. One is Trevor Kamstra, and the other is Jeet Bhatti.
在我们祷告会的时候，我通常会为两位弟兄向神献上感恩，一个是 Trevor， 一个是 Jeet。
Have you noticed that when they pray, they often pray for all these people?
你注意到了没有？当他们两个祷告的时候呢，他们会为所有的人祷告。
And sometimes they'll list 15, 20, 30 people that they pray for in their prayers.
有时候呢，他们在他们的祷告文里呢，可以提到30到40个人。
And that's very, very good. That's the way it should be.
这个是非常非常好的，这就是应该祷告的方式。
And I'm going to be honest now. I've got some prayer lists.
因为我必须坦率地讲，我有一个祷告的名单。
And I've got a prayer list about this and a prayer list about that and a prayer list here and a prayer list there.
我有一个祷告名单，那时候这里呢，我要祷告那里，我要祷告那里呢，我也要祷告。
And I'm just looking over the screen now, and I can tell you honestly that every one of you is on one of my prayer lists.
我再看了一下这个屏幕，坦率地讲，你们在屏幕上的每个人都在我的祷告名单上。
And I am praying for you.
我一直呢为你们祷告。
Now, I'm not going to get you to answer this question, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
因为现在呢，我不一定，你们大家不一定要问我，要回答我这个问题，但是呢，我必须问这个问题。
Okay, the question is this. Am I on your prayer list?
问题是，我在你的祷告名单上吗？
Okay, and I told you not to answer the question, but many of you did. Okay, we're family. You love me, I love you, we love each other, and we pray for one another.
我告诉过你们，你们不必回答我的问题，但是你们很多人都回答了我的问题。我们是一个大家庭，我们互相爱，我们互相帮助。我们互相祷告。
How wonderful.
这是多么美好的事。
My next question is, does God answer prayer?
我的下一个问题是神会回应你的祷告吗？
This verse says, is any one of you sick?Or that means exhausted, tired, weak.
就跟你讲的，你们第十二节讲，你们十四节讲，你们如果任何人病了，这个意味着是精疲力尽了，你疲劳了，或者是软弱了。
And this is my secret that I'm going to tell you.
这是我的秘密，我准备告诉你。
6 months ago.I was weak.
6个月之前我非常虚弱。
And I believe God heard your prayers and my prayer, and I'm stronger today than I was then. God has given me strength and he's raised me up to be able to serve him more.
然后我相信神听了你们的祷告，神也听了我的祷告。现在呢，神呢，他给了我力量，他加强我，他把我升到一个位置，让我有足够的力量去服侍他。
And I thank God for having helped me.
我感谢神，他给我的帮助。
And I thank you for praying for me and the many others who pray for me too.
我谢谢你们，你们为我祷告，也感谢其他的那些。为我祷告的人。
And the verse goes on and says, and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
这一节经文继续说呢，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他。
Now there are two truths here. The first one is that when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.And we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
这里有两件事，一件呢，当我们祷告的时候呢，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。同样呢，我们祷告呢，请求神的圣灵的力量。
And the Holy Spirit of God is often represented in the Bible as being oil.
神的圣灵呢？在圣经里呢，通常是用油来表达。
And the anointing of oil is often therefore associated with the coming of the Spirit of God upon that individual. But sometimes that verse is to be applied in a literal sense, and sometimes somebody will call us and say to the elders, would you please come and anoint me with oil because I am weak and I need the help of God.
有时候呢，这些就变成了这样的真实的一件事情。有人就会给我打电话说呢，你可不可以来用油来抹我？因为我现在很软弱。Sometimes
that is what we do.
有时候我们就那么去做。So
both ways, the Lord will help us.
以两种方式，神都会来帮助我们。
Now verse 15 says, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well.
第十五节说，出于信心的祈祷要救那病人。
So it doesn't say that if you get some oil, and that the oil is going to cure people. That isn't how they get cured.
这个呢，并不是意思说你真的有油，你倒出来那个油呢。
But the Lord will often raise somebody who is weak. And if they simply say, Lord, we believe you. We're doing this because we believe you. He will heal the person.
神呢，通常呢，主通常会让这样的软弱的人呢，让他兴起他们来，因为当有些人说呢，啊，主啊，我现在是很软弱的，我需要您的帮助的时候呢，主呢，通常会帮助他们，让他们强起来。
So what heals them? The oil or the prayer of faith?
那么什么治好了他呢？是那个油呢，还是你那个有信心的祷告呢？
The answer is, it's the prayer of faith that heals.
答案是呢，出于信心的祷告救了那个病人。
All right, in verse 15 concludes, and if he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
第十五节的结尾是，他说犯了罪也必蒙赦免。
Sometimes the problem for weakness and sickness is because of sin.
有时候呢，人的软弱呢、虚弱呢和那个问题麻烦呢，是因为罪导致的。That's
not someone else's sin. That would be his own sin. Sometimes that's the reason.
这不是别人的罪，是他自己的罪。有时候呢，这个就是原因。
And therefore, verse 16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
第十六节就是说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人的祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
So, what do? We pray for one another. Sometimes I have to say to you, now, I'm sick, please you pray for me. Sometimes you say, I'm sick, you pray for me. And sometimes I have to say, the reason I got the problem is because I didn't do that right. And you pray for me. And the prayer of faith will heal the sick. It's a marvelous thing.
我们之间应该怎么做呢？我们应该互相祷告。你为我，因为我生病了，你为我祷告，你是病了，我为你祷告。有时候呢，我们因为我做错了事情，所以呢，我生病了，我需要你们为我祷告。然后呢，我们互相祷告的时候呢，神的圣灵就会赐给力量，治好他。这是一个非常美好的事。
Just remember now the last line of verse 16, the prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and effective.
大家也要记住第十六节最后的那段话，一人热心祈祷所发出力量是大有功效的。
Okay, we pray, God answers.
是啊，我们祷告，神呢，应允我们的祷告。
And I've told you before, but I will tell you again. There was a day when I was feeling very, very discouraged.
我呢，告诉过你这件事儿，但是我还是要说，再讲一遍，因为有一段时间呢，我感到非常非常的失望。
And I went to my mother. I would have been a man, maybe 25, maybe 30 years old. I can't remember. But I went to my mother. And I said to my mother, Mother, I am very disappointed. I am discouraged. I don't know what the Lord is doing. I feel bad.
然后呢，那个时候我去就去找我妈妈。那个时候大概25、26岁，我不知道到多大，反正我是20多岁的人，我就去找我妈妈。我跟我妈妈说呢，我现在呢，我非常的失望，我非常的灰心，所以呢，我现在感觉非常不好。
These were the words that my mother gave me. She said, God.Will bless you, my son. He is not deaf.
这就是我妈妈跟我说的话。她说，我的儿子，神会赐福给你的，因为神不聋。
What did she mean by that?
这什么意思呢？
She meant God listens. God listens to every prayer.God listens to everybody's prayer. She said, Harold, God listens to my prayer when I pray for you.
那这个意思就是神在听祷告，神听祷告，神听每一个人的祷告，就是听你的祷告也听我的祷告。他妈妈的意思就是说呢 ，Harold， 当我祷告的时候，神在听为你祷告的时候。
The prayer of a righteous man, the prayer of a righteous woman.Is powerful and effective.
艺人不管是男女，他们的祷告呢是大有功效的。
You don't need to underline that, but you do need to memorize it.
你不用在下面画重点，但是你要把它背下。
Keep on praying.
坚持祷告，坚持祷告。
I received a text message yesterday from someone. I wasn't expecting the message I got.
我收到一个信息，就是我并没有想到我会收到这样一条信息。
I had prayed for that person, but I'd pretty much given up hope.
我一直为那个人祷告，但是呢，我几乎放弃。
I thought, there's not much ever going to happen there. That person doesn't really listen anymore.
因为我说呢，在这个人身上不会有什么改变，因为他从来不听别人说的。
But it was a wonderful message. and it simply said, Harold, keep on praying because God is going to keep on working. Hallelujah.
这个信息非常简单，说 Harold, 你要保持祷告，坚持祷告，因为神一直在工作，做工。Hallelujah.
All right, now the next verse says, Elijah was a man just like us.
第十七节说，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
Do you remember Elijah in the Bible?
大家记得以利亚吗？在圣经里。
Yeah, did he ever do any miracles? Yep.
他行了什么神迹吗？他当然行。
Was he a powerful man of God?
他是一个大能的神的人吗？
Yeah. Who is he like?
所以他像谁呢？
He's just like you.
就像你一样。
What it says, Elijah was a man just like us.
这里是怎么说的呢？以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
Oh, you say, no, no, he must have been far better than me. No, he's just like you.
你说呢？哦，不可能，他比我强得多。不是这样的，他跟你一模一样。
He had aches and pains and joys and fun and laughter and heartbreak, just like you, just like me.
他跟你一样，他也有喜乐，也有欢心，也有心碎，也有所有的一切，就像你我一样。
And he realized that God had to judge Israel, so he prayed. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain.
他知道神要审判以色列人，所以他就祷告，他心殷切恳切的祷告，祷告不要下雨。
And it didn't rain.
那真的没下雨。
And because it didn't rain, the king and the king's wife were very, very angry with him. And so he had to run away and hide.
因为呢不下雨，所以那个国王和他的妻子呢，对他非常的非常的生气，所以他必须逃到一个地方躲起。
And so he ran away and he hid behind, beside the brook Jebek, I think it was, and the little bit of water came every day, and the ravens came.Brought him a little bit of food every day, and he survived.
那他就逃到一个地方叫基利西的地方，然后呢，每天呢，那有一点点的水流下来，每天乌鸦呢也会给他叼食来吃，所以他生存下来了在那里。
And he kept on praying, and the rain stayed away.
他一直祷告，就一直不下雨。
And the water dried up.And there was no more brook. He actually had to leave the country to get enough food and water to live.
然后那个金利西就干枯了。他实际上呢，他必须逃到另外一个国家，找到足够的食物来生存下去。
Verse 17 says, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years.
第十七节说雨就3年零6个月。下在地上。
And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
第十八节说呢，他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
He's a man just like you and me.
就是跟你我一样的人。
When he prayed, and prayed,
祷告，
prayed,
祷告，
prayed,
祷告。
God heard him.
神听到了。
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
太神奇了，绝对神奇。
All right, verse 19. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner away from his error will save him from death and cover a multitude of sins.
第十九节第二十节说，我的弟兄们呢，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转。第二节说，这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
When we pray, what do we pray for?
我们祷告的时候，我们为什么祷告？
We pray for some who have wandered away from the truth.
我们有大量的事情需要祷告，我们为那些迷失的罪人祷告。
And we will pray for them. We pray that God will give us a chance to encourage them to come back to the truth.
我们为他们祷告，我们祷告呢，神会给他们一个机会。是让他们可以回到真道里面的。
Marvelous what can happen. Keep praying. Keep praying for those you love. Keep praying for those you know. Keep praying for those who follow the Lord and keep praying for those who don't follow the Lord.
因为这个祷告是整齐的，你要坚持祷告，祷告为那些需要你祷告的人祷告，为那些迷失的人祷告，为那些你认识的人祷告，为那些跟从主的人祷告，也为那些不跟从主的人祷告。Remember
when that happens, two wonderful things. Number one, the sinner is turned away from his error and will be saved from death. That's marvelous.
大家记住这样的结果呢，会有两种结果。一个呢，叫一个罪人从他走偏的路上转回，便是叫一个魂不死。这个太神奇了。Number two
is that when a sinner comes back to God, a multitude of sins are covered.
第二个呢，就是一个罪人回转到神这里的时候呢，许多罪就被遮盖了。
We sing it, don't we? Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. They're buried in the deepest sea. Hallelujah. Okay, and they're covered. What about my sins? I don't have to tell you about them. Jesus took them and he buried them in the deep sea. Hallelujah.
我们在这一直在唱这首歌，说消失，消失，消失，消失，我的罪消失了，我的罪被埋在了深深的海底，因为主耶稣基督帮助了我，所以我的罪就消失了。All
right, well, that's the end of our little book of James.
这就是我们这个小雅各书的结尾。And
that's the end of our time for our meeting today.
这也是今天我们学习的结束时间。Next
week we're going to study 1 Peter.
下个星期我们开始学习彼得前书。And
that will be very enjoyable.
这个是非常令人享受的。If
you have some questions on James, you bring them next week. We'll start on the questions, then we'll go on to 1 Peter. But the questions on James at this point could be very helpful because we've seen the package now. It's easier to fit the questions into the package.
所以呢，你如果下个星期呢有什么问题呢，下个星期来的时候把你的问题带来，带来呢，我们先回答问题，再开始彼得前书，因为我们把这整个的。 雅各书已经学完了，如果你有问题的话呢，这个其实可以系统的从这些经文里来解答你的问题。Let's
pray and give thanks, and we'll see you later on.
我们的祷告献上感恩，然后在随后继续。Lord,
we're so thankful for the truth of God.
主啊，我们非常感恩，为了神的真理。
And Lord, you've reminded us today that our hope is not in riches.
主啊，您提醒我们，我们的盼望不是在财富里面。
And a lot more money won't do us much good, and the money we've got won't do us much good either.
那个大量的金钱呢，对我们不是有太多的好处，就像我们得到的不是以用正确的方式得到钱的好处一样。
But Lord, our hope is in the Lord. And the Lord will give us all we need.
但是主啊，我们的盼望是在主里的，主会给我们所有我们需要的。Lord,
help us to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Sovereign Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们去相信主耶稣基督为我们的救主，也相信他是那个主权的主。
And Lord, if there are any who have not put their trust yet in the Savior, may they just bow their knee today and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I want to live for you.
主啊，就是如果我们今天中间还有没有信主耶稣基督的，我们求他弯下他的膝盖跪下来跟主求说，主啊。 我想要您做我的救主，我要想服侍你，我要想为你而活。
And Lord, those of us who know you as Savior, our prayer is that we will keep on serving you. May we not complain. May we not be impatient. May we just quietly serve you and keep on praying.
主啊，那些已经信了主的，他们救主，让我们祷告，他们继续的去服侍你，希望他们不要抱怨，不要去埋怨，让他们要忍耐，坚持继续服侍你。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. So this afternoon for the children, a meeting at 3:30, and then our prayer meeting at 7:30. See you, Lord willing, here or there. May the Lord bless us.